It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, yay, hey! It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program, and I promise you, at least mediocrity today. At least. That is my commitment. That is my pride. That is my joy. At least mediocrity. Occasionally, we may fall short of it, but not very often. And even more infrequently, we cross the hurdle into beyond mediocrity. So you'll just have to wait and see. Meanwhile, I'm transfixed by Jimmy Love's awesome paisley blue shirt in the next room. That looks like a Furio shirt from Sopranos. It looks like something Furio Junta would wear in the Sopranos. It's really cool. Jimmy, if I thought it would fit, I would offer you money for that. There is no way you and I are anywhere close to the same size. You are narrow and thin. I am like a Neanderthal. So anyway, in many ways, actually. So Pasquale Maggiore is behind the glass in the next room. So welcome to the show. This is a very unusual day for me. I don't usually wake up as early as today, but I actually have been up and at 'em since like 5 o'clock this morning, which is so unusual. But the reason is, you know, we got to do a show on sleep at some point. I really want to do a show on sleep because usually what it is, it's every 2 hours I wake up, sometimes on my own, sometimes because the kitty decides she needs to eat every hour or every 2 hours. But last night, I was dead by like 11 o'clock at night, and I didn't wake up until 5. So it was actually 6 hours of solid, steady, deep REM sleep. It was just a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So anyway, hey, how you doing? So we have a lot of things we're going to get into today. First of all, a real horrible situation. And if you live in the area where this happened, I would kind of like to know how things played out today. Horrible story in Lackawanna. Explosion in Lackawanna destroys house and damages nearby homes. And we have pictures, of course, at WBEN.com. It basically looks like a bomb scored a direct hit on the house. And I'm going to read, and a lady died in the blast. I want to point that out. So we're certainly, you know, obviously not making light of it. An explosion on Bedford Avenue on Tuesday morning killed a woman in her 90s. She lived alone. Neighbors, first responders. The woman, we did identify her during the news at 2 o'clock. We'll update our web story. But Lackawanna Police and Fire Department both responded to the home on Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna at around 7:30 this morning. And when you look at the pictures at WBEN.com and Tim Wenger's Twitter account, it is just a devastating, devastating blast. The gentleman who lives across the street actually, photos. The photos to which I'm referring are on our webpage. They were taken by a gentleman by the name of Ethan Leon, very near the scene of the explosion on Bedford in Lackawanna. Now, there's a guy named Michael Salamone, and he's a volunteer firefighter, and he just happens to live across the street from where this blast took place. And what he told us, the woman that's living in the house that exploded, her routine is that she usually goes to the store at about 9:30 in the morning. This was around 7:30 in the morning. Her car is still there. We all love her and checked on her every day. But unfortunately, she did not make it. And Jimmy Love, we haven't updated the story yet, but could you give me get me from Mr. Puckett the name of the lady who died in today's house explosion? Now, in addition to the one house that blew up, and this neighborhood, by the way, I mean, it is... It's a typical middle-class neighborhood. The homes tend to be very, very well-maintained. I understand it's a very close-knit neighborhood. People like each other. It's usually a pretty quiet place to live in Lackawanna. And for this to happen, you know, it could easily have been your street. Could have been my street. Could have been anybody's street where this house went up. Approximately seven homes on the street are damaged. The two next door to the blast, I presume on either side, have been extensively damaged, but no one, thank God, was injured, according to Mr. Salamone. I've never seen anything like this. It was disastrous. And again, lady died, 92 years old, in this house explosion in Lackawanna. Now, over the years, I've seen something like this before. When I was working in St. Louis, it was very late at night, and story came across about a house exploding in a really nice neighborhood. I mean, not quite Spalding Lake, but not all that different from Spalding Lake in a place, I think it was called Lake St. Louis, or maybe Wentzville. It doesn't really matter. It was a little bit west of where I lived at the time in St. Charles, Missouri. And the identification, by the way, of the woman, thank you, Jimmy Love, is Irene Sanok, 92 years old, S-A-N-O-K, Irene Sanok, pronounced dead at the scene by the medical examiner. But the situation to which I am referring in St. Louis, one of the suburbs thereof, it was terrible. And I'm looking at these pictures and I'm upscaling the houses a little bit, but that's pretty much the scene that I arrived on many, many years ago in the Midwest. And the situation there was absolutely as devastating, but the situation that I stumbled on was suspicious from the get-go. It turned out to have been a natural gas explosion. And again, I'm referring to the story from like 30 years ago when I worked in St. Louis and covered it. But what gave away the game for the investigators was the fact that not only was the family conveniently not in the residence at the time it blew up, but they took the family dog with them, which is something they wouldn't ordinarily do. So police then started asking questions like, so how often do you take the dog with you? How often do you leave the house at 11 o'clock at night or whatever it was? When you leave the house at 11 o'clock at night, how often do you bring the dog with you? And basically, the whole case in St. Louis was a question of somebody trying to blow up their house. I don't know what financial motives there were. That, frankly, has been lost to the sands of time in my mind. But I will just, I'll never forget the devastation that it laid to this house. And unfortunately, as I say, in Lackawanna, we are still awaiting additional information as to the cause of the explosion. In St. Louis, it was absolutely natural gas. And in St. Louis, not here, but in St. Louis, it was actually a crime, and it was an act that was done by intent. I would seriously doubt that that is the case here. But if you live in the area, you had an incredible morning. I lived far away enough from where the explosion I referred to before took place that I didn't hear it. Now, surprisingly, I did not hear, well, maybe not surprising, I didn't have my hearing aids in, but I did not hear the explosion where I live. But I don't know how far away people heard this explosion. I cannot get over looking at the photographs of what used to be this house at 91 Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna, and it was just absolutely laid waste, absolutely destroyed. And my deepest sympathies go out to whatever surviving family and all the neighbors and all the friends of Mrs. Sanek of 91 Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna. At this point, the cause of the explosion is under investigation. City of Lackawanna Fire, PD, Erie County Sheriff's Office, and National Fuel. And it does not look as though we're going to have an answer for several days. Obviously, there's a lot to go through in a situation like this. But I think the fact that nobody else was hurt is quite remarkable. Because do you remember when you used to have to do the air raid drills, maybe in elementary school or high school or middle school? And we all used to go into the hallways away from the windows because they didn't want us to have severed jugulars when we were being nuked by an atomic bomb. Even as a kid, it struck me as being absurd, believe me. But the idea that flying glass can cause injury, you know, if you've ever experienced a tornado or high winds or a hurricane or anything like that, you could take a piece of straw and put enough velocity behind it and go right through your head. I mean, you'll see pieces of straw wedged into tree bark under the right circumstances. So I'm pleasantly amazed that nobody else was even scratched by this explosion. I mean, when you go to our webpage at WBEN.com and you look at the photographs, it is, in terms of the damage, destruction, and devastation to that home, it literally looks, I'm not exaggerating, it looks like somebody scored a direct hit with a bomb on the thing. And I am stunned that there wasn't even a person who got cut by broken glass in one of the next houses. That amazes me because the force of this blast, the houses on either side were damaged. I guess a couple of them pretty bad on either side, the immediate neighbors. But I don't know if any of those folks are listening right now. I do understand that they have found a place for temporary refuge, temporary shelter. That is my understanding, that at least those people have a place to sleep until they can presumably get back into their houses. I mean, right now, unfortunately, the officials in Lackawanna are a little bit busy with the investigation, so it's probably not going to be possible to touch base with them. But I don't know, for example, if the neighbors of Mrs. Sanek have been allowed to go back into their property to recover some clothes or some needed medicines or whatever they might happen to need at this particular point. I don't know if they've had that opportunity or whether the buildings are going to have to be inspected and certified as being habitable or safe after enduring such shockwaves. Because, you know, I'm not trying to be hyperbolistic or anything like that. I mean, this explosion, it had some force behind it. And it's obvious when you look at what little remains of the home. It literally looks like a war zone. You know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that, I'm kind of hung up on World War II. And I'm not going to say I'm an expert on World War II because I'm not. But I have begun to study it in some greater detail and try to make some sense out of what was a very tumultuous time in world history. And what I'm looking at that happened in our community in Lackawanna early this morning is just so reminiscent of so many old vintage movies of the devastation that was wrought in bombing raids. With intent. It really is that incredible. And I don't mean any positive connotation in that at all, obviously. But if you are in the area, if you're part of the community, and you want to talk about it, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to find out how everybody's doing. I would love to find out what you were doing when it happened and have you describe the scene on Bedford Avenue, because I'm looking at pictures, but pictures are, you know, they're static. They tell a story, but they don't give all of the story. They don't give the context of what everybody else was doing in the neighborhood when this house blew up early this morning. And I'm shaking my head at the fact that nobody else was even injured. I think that's something very much akin to a miracle. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you look at the pictures at our webpage, which is WBEN.com. So if you're part of the Lackawanna community or near Bedford Avenue and you heard what happened today, and you want to talk about it, I would like some more information, like to find out how you're dealing with it, because, you know, frankly, this can be a traumatic event. I mean, and I say that I wasn't at today's scene in Lackawanna, but I was at the scene in St. Louis many decades ago. And I will tell you that the people of that neighborhood, which was, I guess I'll call it a Tony neighborhood, west of where I used to live in St. Charles, Missouri, they were walking around in, I think, a state of being dazed and confused. I think those are accurate words. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if some of you people who live on or near Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna have much the same feeling, a state of absolute shock and bewilderness, which is also tinged, unfortunately, with the sadness of having lost a lady who sounds like she was just the neighborhood sweetheart. Irene Sanek, 92 years old. Everybody checked in on her. She had her routine. And unfortunately, the idea that her car was still in the driveway and every morning she kept to the same schedule and there's no more house, unfortunately, the calculus worked out that poor Mrs. Sanek is no longer with us. But I definitely would like to hear from people who want to share experiences of what happened today. My telephone number in WBEN is 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I would like to know if the people, if there's anybody listening who lives on Bedford, who, I don't know, again, I don't know, especially the houses that were on either side of where the explosion took place. I don't know if you've even been allowed to go back into your home to bring anything with you, or whether that's got to be looked over by the building inspector to make sure that you're still structurally sound. Let's face it, we've seen all too recently in Florida, we've seen what can happen when, you know, the bottom goes out, shall we say, from a structure. It just comes down. It collapses. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If I had been, I mean, frankly, I'm sorry, I'm looking at this and I'm just, if you haven't seen that of what I am speaking before, just check out the pictures that we posted at WBEN.com. It is absolutely, it looks absolutely horrific and certainly tragic with the loss of life. But on the other hand, the miracle is, and I think it's safe to call it a miracle, nobody else even was scratched in this explosion, which is it's just, it's remarkable. As bad as it was, it could have been worse. And there, but for the grace of God, it wasn't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Lackawanna, a 92-year-old woman, died this morning when her house blew up. Irene Sanek, 91 Bedford Avenue. And the amazing part of this whole thing is that nobody else was even hurt. Nobody else was even touched or scathed in any way by this explosion, which was massive. And it literally looks like a bomb squirted direct hit on her house. If you're in the neighborhood, in the area, I would like to know what it was like this morning. I wasn't there. And I'd like you to put me in the picture because photographs can only tell one part of a story. But your story is a part of this story. Let us go to Brian in Lackawanna. Brian, you're on WBEN.
How are you doing, Tom?
Hello, Brian. I'm shaking my head, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It looks like it literally does look like a war zone.
And it sure felt like one too. I mean, there's not something you see every day. It's crazy.
So whereabouts? Tell me about your day.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning, started getting dressed for the day, just normal routine. Out of nowhere, the house shook like you wouldn't believe. The windows, I thought the windows were going to blow out. So I ran downstairs because it felt like something crashed into my house. Everybody's coming out of their rooms and saying, did you hear that? I said, yeah. So I ran outside to check. Nothing's going on. Came back in the house, threw my shoes on, heard all the fire engines coming, saw the smoke rising. So I walked over there. And just like you said, it looks like a war zone. Couldn't believe my eyes.
And, people who don't spend a lot of time in Lackawanna or who don't know Lackawanna, they might have a skewed and wrong view of Lackawanna. I mean, sometimes people get a little snooty when they don't live in Lackawanna about Lackawanna. But I'm going to say this neighborhood is a very, very nice neighborhood, which could be anywhere USA. I mean, this is like a classic American neighborhood. The houses are very well maintained. People care about their property just like they do anywhere else. So, I mean, the Lackawanna phobia, you got to put it out of your mind if you're just tuning into the show because, people have these stereotypes a lot of times and they're just not true. Whereabouts were you relative to this explosion?
So I'm exactly one street over. I'm on Fisher,
right?
And this happened on Bedford, which is exactly one street over. So if I'm standing on my front porch and I'm looking straight out, it's Bedford straight up, one street over, straight across.
And would the house that exploded as you're looking out of your front porch, would it have been like a straight line or?
So it's, if you're looking out from my front porch, about three houses down to the left, that's where it's located. So I'm literally that close.
Gotcha. So did you hear anything? You mentioned a rumbling sensation. Was there any audible blast?
There was, but in the moment, I really just, my mind went to what I was feeling, if that makes sense at all.
Sure it does. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised, I'm sorry, go ahead. I totally talked over you like an idiot. Go ahead.
Like I said, I thought as if an airplane struck one of the neighbors' homes. That's how violent the house shook. I thought it was going to fall off the foundation.
You know, it's interesting because I was talking with some friends over the weekend about 3407 and looking at the pictures of this one house that is no longer there and the damaged houses on the other side, it just, it took me back in time to 3407. I mean, that's pretty much what it looked like. Just one house that was absolutely, absolutely demolished. The noise that you did hear, was it like a sharp noise, like a gunshot, or was it more like a rumbling?
If I could put it into words, it was like a deep rumble. And exactly how you just explained the Flight 3407 crash, that's how it seems over there. Because I was just over there looking at the carnage and all that. Literally, the house that exploded is gone. And yeah, the two houses that are next to it are damaged, but they're still standing. Is very bizarre.
Yeah, and well, and hopefully whatever shock waves was sent through them did not permanently damage the structure. But do you have any idea? I mean, you're one street over from where this house blew up. Do you have any idea if the folks have been allowed in the neighboring houses to go back and grab some things they might need for overnight?
I'm not sure about that, but right after it happened, I know they evacuated all those people out because I saw them leaving their homes with their pets and whatever they could grab. Now they might have let them through, but I'll tell you one thing. They got it all blocked off, so if these people need to leave the house at all with their vehicle, that ain't going to happen.
Well, I guess, you know, now it is, I wouldn't call it a crime scene, but it is a scene of investigation. So they're going to try to preserve that scene as best as they can for as long as they can to make sure that they can determine the exact cause of the explosion. Did you have, I know you're one street over on Fisher, but right. did you know Mrs. Sanek at all?
I did not know her. No, I didn't.
Tell me about the neighborhood, because, you know, look, some people get real snooty when it comes to some places for whatever reason, you know, whether it's, you know, Sheridan Parkside or Lackawanna or some of the villages, some people get a little snooty. Tell me what it's like in your neighborhood, Bedford Park.
Yeah, this neighborhood, I mean, it's actually a good neighborhood. I grew up I was raised in Chickawaga by Cone Park Boulevard. This area reminds me a lot of that. It's a safe neighborhood. People don't worry about locking their doors most of the time. It's friendly for kids. I frequently walk my dogs at, you know, 2-3 in the morning because I work the night shift. So when I come home, I walk the dogs, never have any problems. Houses are well-maintained. All the neighbors are nice. So to see something like this happen here, just mind-blowing.
Have you had a chance to talk to a lot of the people in your neighborhood about this? I mean, I'd imagine that people are out on the streets in the surrounding area and just talking about what everybody experienced today.
Yeah, everybody has their own ideas or thoughts about what happened. But, I mean, that's all speculation at this point. We're not going to go that far. But one thing I can confirm is ATF was on scene. Homeland Security was on scene. If that's what's the word I'm looking for? Normal, then hey. Or if that's a clue to what may have happened, I don't know. But I can confirm ATF and Homeland Security were on scene.
Well, you know, I wonder if they would be on scene if this had happened in Amherst or whether the idea that it was Lackawanna got any special attention.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift. But my strong suspicion is that Homeland Security and ATF have resources and capabilities of determining causes of explosions that the local authorities might not have.
Right. Right.
I mean, they train. I mean, you know, they train for this kind of stuff. And, you know, they probably already know or have a very good idea of what the cause was. I mean, the odds are in a situation like this, it'll be some kind of a leak of fuel of some kind. You know, was it natural gas? Could it have been a propane cylinder? You know, in 1983, we lost half a dozen Buffalo firefighters in a horrible propane blast. And, you know, this story today certainly did not have, in terms of the number of dead, did not have that horrific connotation to it numerically. But in terms of the destruction, you know, you get an element like any kind of a gas, an explosive, and the force, the devastation it can unleash, it's like splitting an atom, I think.
Yeah. I think it all goes back to what you said. Unfortunately, Lackawanna has some kind of stigma around it, but...
But it shouldn't.
To jump to conclusions, but they got to... You got to understand, this is a nice neighborhood around here.
Oh, I... You know what? Absolutely, I can see that. We've got friends not very, very far from you. And the, you know, the... But my guess would be without... Look, do I know anything? No. But my guess is that ATF and Homeland Security... have been through more training in explosives than the local people, so they probably were there to lend a hand and just to make doubly sure that nothing hinky was going on.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. And to make sure there was no threat of secondary explosions and all that, just for everybody's safety.
Oh, you know, that's such a good point. And I don't know how old you are, but the propane blast in Buffalo back in 1983, and I hope the year is right on that, that was devastating. And that was, believe it or not, as horrible as what you went through was today, the propane blast way back when was just, it was absolutely just dreadful. Talk to us about how everybody came out of their houses after hearing this. Paint a picture for us, if you would.
All right. So I'm sure you're familiar, and all your listeners are familiar with Twilight Zone, the Elm Street one. The monsters are doing Elm Street. Remember that episode?
I'm sure I've seen it. You're gonna have to refresh the plot line.
So that's when the whole neighborhood loses power and all the neighbors run out of their homes and they circle around and everybody speculates.
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what it was, Tom, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Within minutes, everybody's on their porch. They're at the edge of their driveway. They're all yelling back and forth to each other. Hey, did you hear that? Did your house shake? Yeah, did your house shake? Yeah. What was it? I don't know. Oh, wait, look, there's smoke over there. Everybody starts running over there. It was just like that episode,
and I'm pretty sure that your fire department was there very shortly after you heard what you described as a rumble.
Oh, it was within 5 minutes they were on scene.
Was there a lot of smoke?
There was, but not more than what you would expect. Surprisingly, I would think there would be a lot more for something of this caliber. But the entire house is gone.
Yeah, I'm not using this to drive people to our website. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. But you cannot, like, when you hear it described on the radio, and your words are adding more context to the pictures I want people to see at WBEN.com, because the first time I saw the picture, I said, holy, and I said something else that I can't say on the radio. I could not believe it, because you're right. It was very much like seeing the picture of the one house hit by Colgan 3407. It was that kind of devastation. And for me, nobody else around here would know what I'm talking about, but it reminded me so much of the house in St. Louis that blew up when I was living out there. Just incredible devastation. And I hope that the people who live on either side of 91 Bedford are able to get back home if they're not already. That's something I'd like to know. But you said the neighborhood is sealed off. Nobody's getting in or out?
Not on that street. No, you're correct. And just to add to the picture, I mean, I was just over there. This woman's, or whoever lived in the house, their mattress ended up on their neighbor's roof.
That's yes.
The caliber of the explosion that happened.
Yes. A couple of people have brought that up. The mattress from the home that blew up was on somebody else's roof. Was it the next door house?
Yes.
Wow.
Now that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering, after what people experienced, the trauma people experienced this morning, how business is at Majestic Wine and Liquor.
Yeah, surprisingly, it looks untouched, you know?
Well, the liquor store, that'll be my first go-to. Yeah, this is going to be a tough day. I'm glad you called, Brian. I'm glad you're okay. And I'll tell you, your neighborhood looks like a terrific neighborhood. And I know that there's a family feel to it because everybody is saying the same thing. This Mrs. Sanek, who tragically died in the explosion, she was a lady everybody knew, everybody looked out for her, and it's a real Lackawanna thing to do. Just you look out for your neighbor. I mean, hopefully we do it all over Western New York. I mean, I've got some awesome neighbors, and I'm sure you do too.
Yes, sir, and that's what Buffalo's known for and always will be.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm looking at the aerial map right now. You're not the guy with the in-ground pool, are you?
No. I'm on Fisher. About.
Oh, I see where you are, but looks like somebody has a really nice in-ground pool right by you.
In-ground pool.
Looks like it.
So I'm right near Fisher and Myers. Fisher Road and Myers Road.
Oh, this would be closer to Abbott, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Double check that. No. I think you got a neighbor with an in-ground, unless I'm seeing this wrong. I'm just saying it would be nice to make a new friend. It's hot out today.
Hey, I might look into that.
All right, I wish you the best. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.
There is Brian in Lackawanna. Did you see the explosion? It was horrible. And the only good thing is that nobody else was even hurt. Talking about this morning's explosion in Lackawanna, unfortunately, a 92-year-old lady, real sweetheart from what we hear, Irene Sanek, died when her house blew up. Why did it blow up? Why did it blow up? It's being investigated. But it does remind me of the propane explosion we had in Buffalo back in circa 83, and also a natural gas explosion I saw in St. Louis back in the early 1990s. And it's just incredibly harrowing devastation. Here's Maria, West Seneca. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. What can we do for you?
I live in West Seneca, and I didn't know what happened this morning, but we felt it, and it was a crazy experience. I'm on Langner, which is near Delta Sonic Ridge and Langner. I'm not really familiar where Bedford is. I think I know it's off Abbott, but it was about 7, a little after 7 this morning, or 7:30, and we felt the worst. I can't even explain it. I actually thought it was an earthquake, the feeling that we felt. It was just the biggest boom, and we had no idea what it was. We thought somebody hit the house. We thought a deer ran into the house. We just didn't know what it was. It was crazy.
Well, you know where Lucarelli's is, the banquet place?
Yes.
Yeah, it's right around there.
Okay, that's what I thought. But we had no idea what it was. My husband went outside and looked all around the house. A couple neighbors were looking. So we felt it all the way over there. And then I actually reported it as an earthquake. There's a site you can go to. A couple other people did also in Orchard Park in Lackawanna before we knew what it was. So I can't even imagine being closer than we were, but it was an awful, awful noise.
Oh, it's interesting you mentioned the earthquake thing, because sometimes earthquakes do sound like a rumbling. That's how people describe them. And we're not really terribly used to earthquakes around here. They do happen. Of course, now that I've said that, we'll probably get one of those this afternoon. But I wonder if the seismograph at UB picked anything up. I mean, I wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, because you look at this, the pictures of this house, and it's just the all encompassing destruction is tragically frightening and breathtaking to behold.
Yeah, we saw the picture. It's just unbelievable. Just such a tragedy. And I just, I can't believe what it felt like. Just, I can't even explain it. It was the weirdest. We could not figure out, like, did somebody hit the side of the house? It was really difficult to figure out exactly what that was. So I would have never imagined it would have been something so awful like that.
Well, I mean, you're telling me that you guys thought a deer ran into your house. That's saying a lot about the rumbling you felt. For anybody else who's listening, you know, where do you live, and did you feel any rumbling when this house exploded in Lackawanna? I was on the road at the time, so I didn't have any chance to hear it or anything else.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I'm on vacation this week, so I just happened to be home and really still can't believe it was an explosion. I hope that I don't even know how they're going to figure out what that was, but I hope that this was, you know, nothing man-made, because it's just horrible.
Well, I don't know anything, and it's irresponsible to speculate, but based on previous experiences, my guess would be some kind of a fuel leak. Because, again, I can think of two stories that over the years I've had to cover that, were involving this kind of an explosive force. But the thing that gets me, and I forgive me for saying the same thing over and over, but this one house totally obliterated, and that's the only house. It's like 3407.
Right. It's amazing. And those people... I really feel bad for the whole neighborhood. That's going to be a great loss for them, and I'm sure that's going to be devastating, you know, to be right next door and know that happened. It's just horrible.
No, people are resilient. People are resilient, and time does heal wounds, but right now, obviously, very, very fresh. Thank you very much for the call, Maria in West Seneca. Appreciate hearing from you. All right, so she felt a rumbling during the explosion. On Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna. If you're one of the neighbors, you want to call in, I'd love to talk to you, see how you're doing, check up on you, figure out what you're able to do, what you're not able to do right now on Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.